Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Today, we're going to be talking about avoid past mistakes. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Genesis 26, Matthew 25 for the morning, and the evening scriptures are Esther chapter 2 and Acts chapter 25. Today's scripture is going to be from Revelation 5, verse 12, which says, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." The Daily Fire thought for today is, I have only one King in my life, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Almighty God. The Mark My Words scriptures for today are 2 Samuel chapter 13 through chapter 19, Matthew 27, 11 through 26, John 18, 37, and John 19, 14 through 15, and finally Revelation 5, 12. Today again we're going to be talking about avoid past mistakes. A king in Israel was never God's plan for his people. He wanted his people to be ruled by the law in their hearts and to be accountable only to him. He established judges and priests to help people. They, however, looked around, saw their neighboring nations with glittering kings and princes, and preferred the outward show to the inward knowledge. Does this not sound familiar as our society is today? We look to handsome, amusing leaders rather than those with quiet integrity. Modern statistics reveal that historically, the tallest and political candidates usually won an election. Is that valid criterion when good character and leadership qualities are really the issue? Many years after entering the Promised Land, the Israelites had a king, and the nation became powerful and affluent. But rebellion by the king's own treacherous son drove him into exile. The son was killed, and the throne was vacant. Again came anarchy, and all the people were in a dispute throughout all the tribes of Israel. 2 Samuel 19, verse 9. But the lesson of the bitter past had been learned, and they knew the answer. Now, therefore, why do you say nothing about bringing back the king? 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 10. Those episodes in the scripture point yet to another. Christ before Pontius Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you a king then?" And Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." John 18:37. Pilate said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they shouted, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! We have no king but Caesar." John 19, 14 and 15. In their blindness, they chose Caesar, a foreign oppressor, yet crucified Jesus the Christ. Within their lifetime, Caesar destroyed Israel as a nation. Is our world now in danger of yet another such oppressive leader arising to take over and dominate the economy, the government, and our very lives? The Bible tells us that the answer is yes. Jesus Christ will return. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.